Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, if you've ever been in Mlazi, there's a place called Guamex. It's owned by a guy named Max Mkati.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a history about Max Mkati. Max used to own a driving school, which was called Max's Driving School. Sometime around 2004, 2005, he opened a Shisanyama. Before that, the biggest Shisanyama in Mlazi was Gwatube. Umexiko Gwavi. So basically, you drive up the road to Gwatube. Max opened his little thing. It was just a house. It did well, started getting bigger and bigger and bigger until Max's lifestyle. Now, here's what he had to say in an interview that I saw yesterday. I don't know when this interview was conducted, but I imagine it's pretty recent. Listen to what Max had to say about his business.
Let me tell you, Max's lifestyle is not the competition of any business in the township. For no good to understand about Max's lifestyle. When my vision, when I built the lifestyle, I was building for corporate, government corporate. I know abantu bahambe baphelelwe imali. Kuhambe ngifuna mina kuthiwe kufike corporate liyakhipha 160 abantu abawu 600 yakhipha 300,000 a week yaqeda. To those people are coming and go, I don't have an interest. And two, when you look at my lifestyle, it's intimidating. Which means technically I belong in the market. You do a target market when you do business. What is your target market?
Now, I know some people may be up in arms. They're saying, well, the community are the ones that supported you to get to this point where your business is so successful.
Fair.
To be quite honest, even in Cape Town, who was that guy? Mzoli. Before, obviously, they closed down.
Yeah, Mzoli.
Mzoli was a tourist attraction. People used to fly in from overseas to come in to Mzoli. Right? That's how sometimes business works. Here's the thing, though, and I need to state this because people don't understand it. Can you be half dead?
No.
Exactly. You're either dead or you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
So just like with capitalism, you can't be half a capitalist. You're either a capitalist or you're not. And business is a capitalist business. That's what it is. So you start a business for the sole purpose of making a profit. Some people then want to say, yes, but you must support this, you must support that. That's not business. That's a charity. That's something else altogether. Umex, when he started this business, if his sole purpose was to make a profit, then he can pick and choose the clientele that he'd like to service at his establishment. If we're strictly talking business. Now, I'm not saying I don't understand what the locals are saying. The locals are saying, man, we are the ones that have to suffer. We are the ones that bear the brunt of your business operating in our area, in our space. It's interesting because of the noise, right? We are the ones that have to deal with the traffic. So surely, Natige, we should be able to patronize your place because we live close to it. That's the big debate now because he's saying, I didn't make this place for you. I made this place for corporates. Obviously, corporates are not Mlazi Gwavi, and I made it for government.
Can the locals afford to patronize the place?
Yeah, we nyama pits. We can get nyama. Anybody, even nyama 5 rand, I say bambi tampi, bambe savana, sali pants. But Max is saying, ufuni pole.
The thing is, with lalapanzi, you're taking up space the whole day.
Get a belly one.
What is it place in Soweto? Le Valley or Manje? Konka.
Yeah, Konka.
Yes. Konka. I've never been to Konka myself, but from what I've seen online, biz kalala, but the prices were sky high.
Yeah, the Konka was not affordable to the locals.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Even like Gwa-Ace, when you go to Cape Town, so Gwa-Ace also, similar to Max, but he had a boutique hotel. And the prices there, right in the township, they're not for the guys in the township.
And that's why I ask about Max.
Even the front of Konka was that area, the parking lot, was designated for specific types of vehicles.
Straight up.
So that everyone's taking pictures. And but now, Mina, I've never been to Amex's lifestyle, but every time I'd heard of it, I always thought it was exactly that. A place for the community, Shisanyama. So my initial question was that mission statement or that vision clear from the get-go? Because
but this is what I'm saying. When it started, it was literally just a house.
Any other Shisanyama.
With the price standing, apparently.
Because now people will complain about Rich Mnisi, they'll complain about Makosa, but they're busy on the runways and the runwalks overseas because from the get-go, everybody knew this is the vision. This is the mission.
But it also doesn't have to be that from the get-go. A business is a living thing.
Yes.
It's a juristic entity.
So you just woke up and decided.
It evolves. Today, we could be Kaya 959. Tomorrow, we could be their home of their Propelitan.
What's the
Nkosha,
basically?
Look, as Nkosha, we are growing.
As long as the evolution. Guy has the clientele that he wants.
Yeah.
And if he's getting the people that he wants to cater for, then hey, man, sorry.
No, I just think he put it like, there's a way of putting things. He put it like, hey, even if the people stop coming, the usual, you know, individuals and friends stop coming, we'll still be okay. All we want is government and corporates. And I think he just didn't word it smartly. My question is, I don't know. I don't know that business. I've never been there.
Yeah,
if the usual like patrons, individuals stop coming, would he still be in business, or do those still matter to him?
Okay, so now you're asking a complex question because I can't answer, right? But what I can tell you is a story, and this is also based on economics. There was a place in Four Ways that was called Meat Lounge. Meat Lounge used to be tiny. And the location of Meat Lounge, it was right at the front, which meant that when you came and you parked, people would see the car you came in, right? That means something. But because Meat Lounge was tiny, it used to get packed very, very early. And so people knew this. And so what they used to do is they'd come to Meat Lounge early at like 11.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And they'd stay there until 11 p.m. because they didn't want to relinquish their tables. Meat Lounge realized that they were busy. Then they went and they got a bigger space. Now, the way malls are built, the bigger shops are at the back. Now, all of a sudden, when you pulled up in your Ferrari, nobody saw what you pulled up in.
What's
because the store's
point,
at the
now?
Back.
You've lost.
And also,
space.
Because it's huge, we could get there even at 10 p.m. and there'd still be space for us. Now, there's no need for us to get there early. What happens when people get there early is they spend money on drinks. They spend repeatedly. This is all economics.
Supply and demand.
Meat Lounge ended up closing. Because they thought moving to a bigger venue would serve their business better. Sometimes you just need a small space. And the fact that people can't get in,
also, there's a quick story, and I was telling Buhle about it. My sister visited this place. I won't mention it. It's like a nightclub where she says they were upstairs clubbing. She didn't even know there was an underground place for people who spent a certain amount of money. So when the time came for them to close in the early hours of the morning, they switched on the lights and all the commoners, as she puts them in inverted commas, had to leave. But already before the closing times, the waiters and the managers were already approaching the tables that were spending a lot of money to say, we see you enjoying yourselves.
Is
an alternative. Please be ushered to the door and then you'll be taken underground. And she's like, they stayed there until 6, 7 in the morning and they were spending their money.
And so, give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-959.
Okay, Cesar. Yabana, when Mick started out, like you're saying, it was just a chisanyam, right? That's when he needed the locals then. Only upon upgrade Mick's lifestyle, that's when he had a different target market. Once he had benefited from the locals. Yabana Horiang. So if his main goal was the big brass ANC and your what from the very beginning, it would have been Max's lifestyle from the very beginning, but it wasn't. So now that his coffers are filled, he has the nerve to say such things. Guys, yo.
Who says suit?
And I'm realizing I'm on his Instagram page, Max Lifestyle, and all I'm seeing is ordinary people. And he's still, that's what makes the aesthetics of the place.
Well, yes, really. Those are the people that fill up the place.
Yeah, and make it look great.
I'll tell you something else. There was a time when Max's lifestyle burnt down. And this is when he was able to come back again with a revamp. Because he rebuilt after it burnt down. And then it was this place that you see now.
No, it's fine. Max can, you know, establish his business how he wants it to be. But just down the road, there's AIT, you know, which has a similar type of vibe, but I think that caters for the locals. So again, you know, it's all about what we choose to support. If the guy says, yeah, na ufunama government contract, it's fine. We'll go to ART, you know. It's as simple as that. As much as he can choose, so can we as customers.
Ushaya panso shungutu liga, because ART na seko. Jay passed away,
yeah.
Iad laval. But you raise a very good point, which my Blair raised as well. He said, Max never used to speak like this when he still had competition from Iyad. Now that there's no longer competition. You see, when you have monopoly, this is why monopolies are bad. Nzoyapi.
So yes, he established the business in the community. Can't he make a separate space for the commoners to come and chill? I mean, imagine if you need to chill, now you have to go out of the area. Mara, indawo yokubloma, it's just here. So can he like have a little separate room or a little separate division away from the main place for his corporate people versus people from the community?
Well, it's also about margins, right? The corporate people have higher profit margins than the people from the community. Now, in the business, right, there's two things you're fighting against. You're fighting against time, matching your resources. So it takes the same amount of time to serve a table of community and local people as it takes to serve a table of the corporate people. But the corporate people have a higher tip. Where do you think the waiters are going to go? Who's going to get better service?
Yeah, we've seen who waiters run to. Eh? Mufiatina versus somebody with a lighter shade. You know what I'm saying?
We've seen waiters.
That's all. Okay. It's all economics at play.
Well, I just think Umex Utinga Futi competition again in front of Nayatin, which has on Shumisa, so that he can appreciate the small people in his business, you know. Yes, corporates, they bring him the profit. Value business, we must make profit. We want the bigger picture. But also, you must respect the small people that keep your business afloat on a daily basis. Because it's not like a corporate is from Monday to Sunday, you know. You need the in-betweeners. Like Saul said, how he put it was just off as a way he could have just put it nicely. To say, no, we appreciate our daily patrons, but my bigger picture is, you know. But yeah,
competition is always good.
Yeah, Sizo, I think you're right. Eh? Sometimes your start is just where you need to keep it. So the smaller the place sometimes is your best option than moving to a bigger place. If you remember who's who four ways when it started. Initially, it was in four ways. And it used to get packed, man. And then when it moved to Midrand, it started being a flop. Then went to Rivonia, and then it was just worse. So yeah, when it was at four ways, that small venue was tops. So yeah, sometimes just keep it small as it is, man.
I've only ever been to the one in four ways. I wasn't living in Joburg at the time. I was visiting, and I went there, and I found that it had a rotating dance floor. Thought that was amazing.
I must come and jump at the fires. As come and jump at the fires. See, where easy come, easy go. So lentole is simple. See, you wanna this business thing. You wanna get motors are going with laga kesi mali. Lala go kesi mali. Go kesi mali. So my zile is easy. Hamba easy. But the base kaya ayi kite bazo yens. Sikalala nje labantu bebaba kashile.
Hiye.
What I can say is that type of language of alienating the lower spenders in your business when you actually started with those people is dangerous. Mm. The corporates will bring you profit, yes, they will bring you heavy money, but the moment something falters in your business, corporates will run, and you still need these lower spenders to boost you up again to be where you are. It's dangerous language, and that guy must not use it in business.
I remember Dr. Timani once said, never undermine your humble beginnings. Just because he's a millionaire, he's undermining the community. He needs to apologize and move on.
And also, I've never been to Wamex. A lot of South Africans have never been. But guess what? We all know Wamex and Blas. Why? Because of the ordinary people that he says he doesn't need.
We just ordinary people. Now, Joe Asafuna, we don't know which way to go.
I'm on my palms hanging down. Hey, that's why I did. Apparently, I didn't forget.
Okay, but they say it's not the same because of Jaya Seko.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.